This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Yod, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah discusses which materials could be used to seal an earthenware utensil to confer upon it the status of tzamid pasel, of utensil with a fastened cover so that it will protect both itself and its contents from tumah. The Mishnah says, "Bemema kifim," with what materials may we seal opening of a klicheres so that it qualifies as tzamid pasel? The Mishnah says, "We may seal the opening besid, with plaster, begipsis, or with gypsum, a type of plaster, bezefes, ubishava, tar, or wax, betit, ubitsoa, clay, or dung, bechomor, with mortar, ubicharsis, or a paste made from earthenware powder, ubicholdover hamismareach, or any other material that can be smeared to form the seal." The point is that you have to end up with a tzamid pasel, with a utensil that not only has a cover, but a fastened cover. And so if you simply cover the top with some loose-fitting material, that doesn't work, because it's not fastened shut. The Mishnah gives some examples of invalid covers. Ein makifim lo bebatz lo boferes. We cannot create a tzamid pasel by covering the opening with tin or lead, even though these are relatively soft metals that you could shape. Because we end up, if you use one of these materials, is with a kli that, yes, is covered. There's something on it, something that covers the opening. But you don't fulfill the other word of this phrase, tzamid pasel. The word tzamid, which means fastened. In no way is this tin or lead cover actually fastened to the utensil. So this would not be tzamid pasel. The contents would not be protected from tumah, in contrast to the pasty substances listed above, which do become fastened to the utensil. So whether there's some kind of cover of whatever material and you use one of the above to do the fastening, or whether the whole thing is made up of the pasty material, and there you end up with not just pasel, it's not just covered, but it's tzamid pasel. The cover is actually fastened to the utensil. The Mishnah's next ruling makes reference to the law of Hukshar Latoma, and that law is as follows. Torah says that food only becomes susceptible to tumah once two things happen. First, the food has to be detached from the ground. Second, the food has to come into contact with one of the seven mashka liquids, which are dew, water, wine, olive oil, blood, milk, and bee honey. Only once the food, at least at one time, came into contact with one of those, and in a manner that was agreeable to the owner, he desired that, let's say, the fruit gets washed with water. Once that happens, the food then does become susceptible to tumah. Now, food that is susceptible to tumah cannot be used as a cover to create a tzamid pasel. It will not help. It won't protect the food inside of the utensil from tumah, where the cover itself is food that becomes tameh. So without question, if we're talking about, let's say, sticky type of food that physically works as a sealant, but if that food had previously come into contact with one of the seven mashka liquids, that they cannot be used as the cover, cannot create tzamid pasel. But it would seem that as long as the food in question did not yet come into contact with one of the mashka liquids, so it's not susceptible to tumah, we should be able to use that to seal an earthenware utensil to create a tzamid pasel. Yet the Mishnah rules that no, ein makifin lo b'devela shmeina, we may not seal earthenware utensil with sticky pressed figs that, as far as we know, have not yet come into contact with any of the seven mashka liquids, v'lo b'batzik shenilosh b'mei peros, nor with dough that was kneaded with fruit juice. And fruit juice is not on the list of the seven liquids. And so such dough is not yet susceptible to tumah. And it's nice and sticky, so it physically works to seal the vessel, yet no, it cannot be used. Shelo yivien lidepsol, lest unbeknownst to the person, the sticky food that's acting as a cover, since did come into contact with one of the mashka liquids, and as a result became disqualified as its tzamid pasel cover. That is, the Rabbanan said that because of that possibility, that maybe he didn't realize, but it actually did become wet with one of the mashka liquids, and therefore became disqualified. Therefore, this should not be used as a cover. However, If one of these was used to seal the earthenware utensil shot, and now it's a question of, you know, it already happened. It was already in a situation where there was something inside of a klicheres sealed with the afrutra's dough. And now the question is, do we have to consider what was inside of the utensil as tame? Answer is no. The Rabbanan did not extend their decree that far to even, you know, render the food tame after the fact. The Rabbanan just said that when it's a matter of lichatchilav, should you set up this situation where you're going to save your things from tumah by sealing the kli with a food item that didn't yet come into contact with the mashka, one should not do that. If it was already done, the food inside of the sealed kli cheres would be protected from tumah. But again, provided that, as far as we know, the food cover did not yet come into contact with one of the mashka liquids that makes it susceptible to tumah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.